38. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks, from all around the country. We appreciate you tuning in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com gives you all the details. We are not just talk radio. We are do radio. It's about what we do. It's about what we bring. It's about the future that we leave for our posterity. All things that are good come from God, and we bank our feet, right upon that foundation, which is the Word of God, the rock upon which this republic rests upon. President Andrew Jackson, for those of you that didn't know, Andrew Jackson used to walk around with a Bible, read it 7 times before he died after his conversion. Folks, we have a heritage in this nation that we all ought to be not just proud of, but we all ought to stand for. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the show. We're at the State Fair this year as well, so many of you folks that are out there at the Minnesota State Fair are welcome to come see our booth. Well, welcome to stop in and see what's going on, what we're doing, how this nation needs to be impacted. Now, I want to kind of bring it down a couple notches and a couple levels here and speak about a couple things that, on the practical side, what does this ministry do? What are we engaged in on a day-to-day basis? Folks, it's obvious that we are in a war right now. You're always going to be in a war. What does the Bible say? The dragon made war with the woman and her seed. This is in the book of Revelations. Those of you who are not biblically literate, I encourage you, read the Bible. Study the Bible. Know the Bible. All things good are found in that Bible. You know, a lot of people make up the coin phrase, the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. And if you do leave Earth and you have not read the Bible, you're in for a great surprise. I was at the State Fair yesterday and I was speaking to a couple young ladies. There's, I think, 4 of them. And I got into the conversation. What happens when you start to bring the conviction of sin, which we did in this conversation. Matter of fact, we posted a picture of it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And as I started to talk and reason with them, why? Because God gives reason. God put reason within us. And these things started to click with them, that there is eternal matters, that we are accountable for our conduct. I asked them, do you think you would be able to tell if a person was not a Christian by just watching him for one day, Just observing him, not talking to him, just observing him. And of course, that led to a further explanation of how Christ said, you love your neighbor as yourself. Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay his life down for his brother. You'll be able to tell if a person is a Christian just by the example that they set as an example to their family members, to their children, to society as a whole. Well, this young lady had an issue. And as soon as the conviction hit and we started talking about sin, of course, they admitted to their sins. Whether they had stolen, whether they had lied before, etc. We went through the list because by the law comes the knowledge of sin. And let me just tell you this, folks. If you don't know your sin, then how in the world are you going to reach out to a Savior to be saved from your sin? And this particular young gal said to me, well, you know, there's a problem here with what we're talking about. I said, well, what's that? And she said, well, you know, I don't know if I believe in God. And I said, well, that's convenient. I mean, think about a criminal saying, well, I don't believe in jails, so therefore I'm going to continue to commit crimes. What happens when the police officer apprehends that criminal? Well, he brings him to a jail. So what we believe and what we don't believe, it really doesn't matter. It does not change reality. This isn't the Matrix where you bend your mind and the spoon bends. That's not how it happens in eternal matters. There's a fixed law of nature, and there's a fixed law called revealed law. Bradley talked about that yesterday. The distinctions of what law is, a municipal law is not to contradict that. Furthermore, showing the foundation that we have in America, being that Christian godly heritage. Well, as we continue to talk, this young girl, and I was glad to see it, it was called conviction. Many people would stop at that point and say, well, this poor young lady, she might get confused. No, she's getting an understanding that I never got at the age of 17, 16, when I was wandering around the fair doing whatever I wanted to. Because I had a family, I had stability, I was not denied anything, I had all privileges. And I didn't even have to think about the concept of the Lord until the consequence of my sin confronted me. And at that particular point, when the consequence of my sin confronted me, I had a decision to make. I could further harden myself and dive even further into that sin, thinking eventually it'll go away, kind of like the check oil light on the dash. You can even put a black piece of tape over the top of it because it's so annoying when it's only warning you to check the engine oil, because in moments your engine could cease. And then you can have a much bigger problem on your hand than an annoying light that you just simply need to add the oil into the tank. These are conversations we get at the state fair. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Liz on in the next segment to talk about some of her experiences out there. But I had a great time yesterday. And thank you all of you listeners that stopped by the booth and got a chance to see us. It was really cool. It's an honor. It's a privilege to meet folks from all over the state of Minnesota, even all over the country. I mean, I met people from Texas there the other day, even in people that were from Hungary, and I believe it was Czechoslovakia. Just people from all over the world, even, literally. But you're able to go there and reason with them and speak to them of the greatness of America and the understanding as to why we have the foundations that we have right now. This is kind of a free-for-all show. I'm just kind of sharing some of the things that are on my heart right now for people to understand the Sons of Liberty and what we do. What is our purpose? What is our end goal? Well, I can tell you some good news that's happening in your country right now, and one of those things is the Colorado citizens seeking nullification against the unconstitutional gun control laws. Nullification. What is nullification? Well, there's a 10th Amendment that we have. See, the states have the authority over their citizenry. They comply with the federal government for certain things that are prescribed in the Constitution. Those things that are not, the states have the right to nullify them because of what the 10th Amendment tells us. The 10th Amendment delegates authorities. Well, the 10th Amendment acknowledges the delegated authorities given to the federal government. The Constitution, but it says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. In other words, these rights don't belong to a government system. Listen, the government doesn't have rights. Can you believe that? Can you really digest that for a second? The government does not have rights. You have rights. The government's purpose, as it's stated in the Declaration of Independence, is to secure your rights to life, liberty, property, or pursuit of happiness, however you want to phrase that. So when the people of Colorado step up and they seek nullification against a federal law, that's what they're supposed to do. And the state should embrace them. The state should be the first one to say, not in our state. Sorry, bud. It's out of control. If you do enough steps, if you take enough steps to the out of controlness, you will see that many of the actions be even treasonous. The states to confront them, the people to do it. We need to be emboldened, folks. Emboldened to do more, because more needs to be done. We'll be right back on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Like us on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go to Twitter, SOL Media 1. We're going to be talking to Liz and just what it's like when you get out there in the public eye in the state of Minnesota, even in the heat. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Charles Butler of the Take with Charles Butler on Genesis Network. I like to say that Jake and Bradley are two outstanding young men, two outstanding Americans. We always have a great time when they're interviewing on my show or vice versa. Please tune these guys in. They impart some great information and things that you and I both need to know.
Oh. I was waiting for that because I'm so used to it. Oh, is that a little loud in your headphones? Hey, this is really cool, folks. If you're on the Constitution course, you've registered for it, you can watch the webcast on the same link that you watch the Constitution course on Sons of Liberty Radio. You can watch this every single day. Hello, everybody. I'm waving to you right now. I've got Liz in the studio. I just blew her eardrums out because when my voice came through the mic, it was way too high. You can turn your volume down. You're number one there. But Charles Butler, we've been on the show a handful of times. He's the talker out of Chicago, writes for the Huffington Post. He told me he happens to be a black guy and a conservative at that, and a pro-family guy as well. He's not down with this whole homo marriage thing. It's just not jiving with him at all. But his referral on there and his comment is exactly right. There's so much more to learn in America right now, especially about our foundations. Let's reunite with that so that we know where we're going to in the future. But we got with us in studio right now, Miss Liz. And Liz, you have been on the phone. Many of you listeners probably know Liz. You've talked to her about the Constitution course as an example. She's the one who registers all the folks on there. By the way, great course last Thursday. Have another one coming up this Thursday. I'll let you talk more to that. But also the Sons of Liberty program, Becoming a Son or Daughter of Liberty. I don't run that program. I love to talk about it because I love what she has done with it. Now, she came as a college intern some time ago. As a matter of fact, why don't you tell that story? How did you get accustomed to the Sons of Liberty?
That is a funny story. Not really funny, but I was kind of born in the fire here. I was part of my college Republican group in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at St. Cloud State University. And if you don't know what St. Cloud State University is, I'll describe just a little bit to you. On the side of our student union, we have a coexist banner.
It's big.
It's huge, humongous. So that's just sort of shows the ideology they're pushing on campus. Mm-hmm. Also, fun fact, on St. Cloud State University, the GLBT student organization is the only student organization that has a full-time paid staff member.
Special privileges.
Don't tell me there's not something behind that. They're pushing something.
So on that particular campus, and obviously I went there, and I don't want to steal any of your thunder here, but I noticed what she had said as an officer, as a nice paid staff member. And I'm just, you know, as you look at this paradigm again, it's just so unfavorably unbalanced and obvious where the agenda lies. But yes, to that point, you made quite a stir on your campus, though, didn't you?
Right. Well, at the time, we our college Republican group, we weren't very active. I was the PR chair there. I wanted something to, you know, to attract real conservatives to our group. And obviously, the Sons of Liberty, they definitely, they're very strong on their stance with issues. So separate the sheep from the goats,
sure.
Even in the conservative organizations.
Mm-hmm. So you found that too. You had some resistance on the front end, and what's kind of funny is that there was pressure not to bring the Sons of Liberty onto the campus, folks. And who that pressure came from? I'll give you two options: either A, the college, this extremely leftist, liberal, radically liberal college. You know, there's foot washing stations everywhere. Hey, now, I'm not saying because you have foot washing stations, you may be liberal, but it's a pretty good sign that it's very culturally diverse and religiously diverse, et cetera. So you've got this college that's, you know, extremely liberal in a very conservative town, too, mind you, St. Cloud. And then you have the college Republicans. Which group do you think did not want to resist the Sons of Liberty coming to campus? Tell us, Liz.
Well, you would think it would come from the liberal college, but no, they actually said, I remember talking to Earl Potter, and he said, your First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And they even posted the First Amendment right outside of the event that we had with Bradley coming in to speak.
Yeah. So but no resistance from the college.
No. Obviously, we had a GLBT protest.
Yeah. But I'm saying from the actual college.
No, not from the actual college. It was from the Republicans of Minnesota. The
wow.
MNGOP.
Okay, so the MNGOP. Now, this is when we talk about, you know, some people like to call them, what do you call it? Rhinos, I think is what the term is. Now, listen, folks, we're not the Sons of Liberty. We're not a political party. That's irrelevant. As a matter of fact, many of our founders warned against the two-party system, you know, where there's, well, pick a side, either right or left. Well, what if both sides has problems in it? What are we going to go to there? We don't have an allegiance to a political system. We have an allegiance to the Constitution. We have allegiance to our country. When I came into the college, I remember one particular day, the college actually took us. Again, this is the radical lefty guys, as you call them. They took us into an office and said, hey, is there anything you need for the event? Do you want extra security? Is everything okay? They want to make sure that we were okay, that we're welcoming us into this college. Now, I know it's going to blow the top off of most people because they think, wow, the colleges and the high schools, man, they're just so far gone. They're socialist, communist indoctrination centers. And in part, yes, that is a truth. But at the same time, I saw this particular mode, and we got a lot of fire, too, from the Republican side. And here's why. Here's why this happens, folks. If you are, just as Christ, if you're a little bit too godly, if you exemplify the works of the Most High God a little too much, if you do some miracles like blowing somebody out of the grave, you become a threat. To whom? Well, the kingdom of darkness. Of course, that goes without saying, but there's many people in darkness that want to see the light. You become a threat to those that are supposed to be the light. Right? And isn't that what happened in your case?
Yeah. No, that's something I definitely wasn't expecting was the shooting from within, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I felt I was a target for the Republican Party, and they called us, threatening us. Mm-hmm. They said, you know, you'll be blacklisted from the party, and you'll never get a job. We'll make sure that your future employers
yeah.
know about this, not
That's
just
great.
Within the GOP, but they threatened mm-hmm. my job opportunities in the future.
Now, I love the fact that you brought that up, because most of these people that threatened you don't even work for that Republican Party.
No,
in Minnesota
anymore. Not anymore.
They've all lost their job. At that particular time, they're being foreclosed on. There's a lot of wonderful people in the Republican Party of the state of Minnesota. I've met them. I know them. There's a lot of great people that are mixed up in the Democratic Party, and I'm speaking to the platform here right now, but a lot of wonderful people on both sides. So that's irrelevant. Beside the point. Now, you've been a part of the ministry for over a year now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah, this,
quite a bit over a year.
This was last April.
Yeah, okay.
April of 2012
and
that
then,
we had that that event on our campus.
And then you stepped up to the plate. You've been with us now. You've been touring the country. You've literally been in multiple states all over. You met wonderful people from all over the country. You've had
it's
a chance.
Incredible.
Amen.
Yeah.
you've had a chance to share your testimony with these people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So as we do this, now the State Fair was just happening. You were there last year, but also at the booth here this week. Tell us a little bit about what's going on down there at the State Fair. For those of you that don't know, we're at the Minnesota State Fair. So yes, you got to come to Minnesota. But it is a pretty cool State Fair. And at our booth, we're on Dan Patch and Cooper. Those are the cross streets. If you don't know our location, then get our newsletter, by the way. Sign up for that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get our email newsletter. We send it out. We've got directions on there, too. We're behind Spaghetti Eddie's. We're going to be there all the way through Labor Day. We got our booth from 9 to 9. You can come see us, check it out, talk with us, things like that. Tell us how it was going for you the past couple days when you were at the fair.
Well, and you can even volunteer and see for yourself, really, if you want to get active and do something. There's nothing, you can't buy experiences like witnessing on the street corners, or, I mean, that's the heart of Christ. That's where Christ preached. So I definitely encourage anybody, if they want to volunteer, to just come to the booth, talk to Chase. He's our street team administrator out there. And there, you can't buy experiences like that. And by the way, thank you, Jason and Alyssa, who have volunteered with us. If you're listening, that it's great having new people come out. But one thing I have noticed is just the polarity of people. Again, you wouldn't think the people who scoff at you would be the people who scoff at you. It's the Christians the professed Christians that we have the most problems with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also mentioned, though, and I want to say this, because, folks, if you read the stories of the Salvation Army, what they endured is, well, we got a cakewalk here in America.
Yeah.
But at the fair, I mean, we talked about at the beginning of the fair, one of the CBS outlets affiliates here in Minneapolis just went right after our group. And as a matter of fact, was brought to my attention, one of the crazy lefties actually ripped on them for how inaccurate they were reporting. Which it's good to see there's some honesty over there on that side, but this newscast pointed our group out as the one and only anti-gay booth there in the state of Minnesota. You've had people that have walked past the booth and licked you off, yelled at you, and sweared at
you, at us, stuff like that.
But how often does that happen?
Every day.
Every day? How often, though? I mean, you're talking 1% of the day.
Yeah, and maybe a couple of times a day. And it'll usually come from people who don't really know what they're talking about. They just hear the broadcast or they've seen it. I had one guy walk by and his wife started talking to us and he said, "No, honey, I've heard they're a hate group. We need to go now." even though I wanted to ask him, okay, so define a hate group, mm-hmm. right? Because I believe it was the SPLC that called us a hate group when they support the KKK. It's like, if that's the definition of a hate group,
then I
would hate on...
Get me on that list.
I would hate on... I'll hate on sin, you know?
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
That's
you know, that was one of the things, too. Now, we got to go to a break here, but the protesting, there has been no protesting. People have not been picketing the table. Folks, we encourage you to come. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Take a look at the pictures. I mean, just the other day, Liz, you got to sit there and meet a World War II veteran who was at Iwo Jima. And there's a picture of him with our T-shirt, "What is the Price of Freedom? Ask a Veteran." Folks, we encourage you to be a part. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Stay tuned. Two more.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Us in the studio today. Actually, you know what? You can be. If you sign up for the Constitution course right now, you can watch our webcast of the Sons of Liberty radio broadcast every single day. That goes for all of you great folks listening from all over the country. You can watch the Sons of Liberty. Hello, everybody. I'm waving to the camera right now. We were just talking about the State Fair just a minute ago and kind of the contrasting what's going on out there, what's happening. Again, there's pictures. I was telling you the story about the one gal earlier in the first segment. There's a picture there where I've got all of those girls around the table there listening to what I was discoursing about and holding up the Price t-shirt. It's in front of them. It says, "What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran." It has the veterans pushing up the flag in Iwo Jima. On the back, the shirt says, "What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God." It has Christ on the cross. And there's a picture here. And there's a gentleman at the State Fair whose name is Claude. He's a World War II veteran. And he was actually at Iwo Jima. Liz, tell us about Claude.
Well, Claude didn't say much. And usually men, veterans that old in the military, they don't say much. A lot of times, some of them like to tell you their stories. But this one was a little more quiet. We ended up having more in common because we're both from Sioux Falls. And my grandpa was in World War II, so we talked about that. But he loved that t-shirt as well, and obviously he got one. But the one thing I've noticed from meeting veterans on the street, not just even Claude, the older veterans like Claude, I mean, they really, you can sense just the sensitivity in their hearts and for America. I mean, they really appreciate what America is and where we came from, and looking around, you can tell that they're just heartbroken. Seeing my generation, younger generation, he actually left the table saying, and quote, I can't remember exactly, what verbatim what he said, but he says, you know what, you just restored my hope in the younger generation just being out here witnessing and
you know it, what it, you know, I want to stop you for a second, folks. Do you know how priceless that is right there, what you just said, Liz? That is so important to understand. When the older generation starts to lose hope and heart, they start to think what they have done has all been in vain. Well, they can't restore that hope themselves. I mean, we're talking about an 80, almost 90-year-old man here, Claude. Picture's right on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Go ahead and like the page and check it out. It's Austin and Liz, and they're holding up the Price shirt. These are our heroes. To me, this is a way more valuable picture than taking some picture with stinking Leonardo DiCaprio or something like that. Who cares?
No kidding.
This is what's important right here. And this man to walk away from the table speaking to Liz, saying, you've just restored my hope in this country. That's priceless to me. That's just awesome. Just let that sink in. Let that thought process happen. Every one of you are capable of doing the same thing, of rekindling the fire of people all throughout the country, your coworkers, the people that you work with, people in your family. You have that potential to do that. And Liz just happened to be at the fair and was able to partake with that. Can you kind of contrast Claude and that generation with what you're talking about in your generation?
Right. Well, even what you just touched on, my generation, we look up to the Leonardo DiCaprios, even the Miley Cyruses, right? I don't know if anybody's seen the whole thing with the VMAs. It's just disgusting. And those are the types of people that we're looking up to now, or that my generation has been trained to look up to now.
Yeah.
And I did before I was a Christian too, but, once I just looked to and I started reading my Bible and I started really digging into what America really was a year and a half ago when I first ran into the Sons of Liberty, that's when my heart started breaking, because I looked to my own grandfather who served in World War II and he fought too. You know, yeah. He sacrificed his life. I may not even be here right now if he hadn't come back. So that's when I started, you know, really getting out of my funk and just started to,
this was something
to
you
read
were...
and dig in. And yeah, I guess anyway, that sort of got off track. But between Claude and even other people my age who are in the military that we meet out on the streets, there's a huge contrast. There's a huge gap there with the heart in it, because people my age don't know what America is. They're fighting for something that they don't even know what it is. And I always ask them when we're out there, people my age who are in the military or if they want to go into the military, what is America to you? Or how are we founded? Are we a democracy or a republic? They usually say democracy every time, unless they were homeschooled, of course.
Sure. Sure.
But it makes me sick to my stomach, because then I really dig into them and I say, you know what? You're going to swear an oath under God to uphold that constitution that you don't even know. Do you understand how serious that is? And and then they sort of get bewildered and start questioning in their own hearts, what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
That's a good question, because people my age, we just don't ask that question.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Who am I? You know, you just go about life. You're easily distracted, literally entertained to death. And I know that Bradley and some of the videos that we have on YouTube explains exactly what's happening. My generation is so distracted by TV or the Miley Cyruses of the world that we don't even pay attention to what really matters.
You said that your grandfather's a World War II veteran. You grew up with that around you. It was a reality that existed, but your eyes were blinded to it.
Oh, completely. Completely.
And you're speaking even to this generation, even people that are enlisting right now in the armed forces, sincere though they may be, but people from your generation, when they do it, they don't even know exactly what it is they're doing. They don't understand the covenant that they're making with their country. They've accounted the cost in some respects. And I'm just considering right now what you're saying, and I know this has happened a number of times, and I get the chance every year, every time that I go out there, even to the state fair or to street teams, you meet somebody who says, man, you met my son or daughter or this or that. I mean, folks, when you consider what Liz is saying, the fact that, you know, she's able to, let's just say, address a young person who's enlisting in the armed services, and before they leave, sure, they didn't know the Constitution before they came out. Sure, there was a lot wrong, but they leave with the Constitution in their hand, wanting to go study it out. when I meet a young person who's got, you know, face rings and earrings and everything all over the place and crazy places that you can't even imagine they can get pierced. And that has nothing to do with anything, but it shows the context of where his mind is. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the reality check comes in of what life is and the concepts of the fact that I have a creator. You've got a story for this. Go ahead.
Well, not a story for that, but just another topic. Obviously, marriage is a huge topic. And I know that this is kind of off track.
No,
but
go ahead.
My generation, we don't know what marriage is. I remember when I was little, you know, wanting to get married and envisioning my wedding and this and that, but I never took the time to ask the question, what is marriage?
Yeah, sure.
And that's the issue today. And I remember one conversation I had with a guy out on our street teams a couple weeks ago, actually. And I asked him, he wasn't a Christian. And I asked him, do you want to get married someday? Because the gay marriage issue came up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, yes. And so I asked him, I said, okay, so what is marriage then? If you're not Christian, so what is marriage?
Mm-hmm.
He literally was speechless.
Sure.
He couldn't answer it.
That's like asking an atheist, where do your rights come from?
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
Even the Declaration of Independence tells us they come from our creator God.
Mm-hmm.
But these aren't concepts that they thought together. We're talking with Liz. Liz is a member of the Sons of Liberty here. Many of you have talked to her on the phone about the Constitution course or the Sons of Liberty program. She joined forces with us last year, or it was more than a year, maybe a year and a half ago when we had came to her college, university. She brought us there to do an event. She's been with us ever since, and she's speaking to you from her heart. If you ever wonder, well, where's this generation at? Here's somebody who's came out of it, and I just think to myself, anybody who has ran into one of our street teams or one of our ministers out there on the streets, they would be so thankful that their son or daughter or their nephew or their uncle that they can't reach or they've been planting seeds into, run into one of us. Because it's not like they just run into us and find out what's wrong. They run into us and find out, I am wrong, now what's right? And we're able to equip them. I mean, I've got stories even from the 2 short days that I've been out at the fair. You've got stories, I'm sure, to share of the same thing. As a matter of fact, I'd like for you to talk about that right now, because you're enrolling people, speaking of the Constitution and the importance of knowing the Constitution, you're enrolling people right now for the Constitution course. Kind of speak to that a little bit.
Right. Well, there's 2 days left.
There's a deadline.
And I took the Constitution course first to just last spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a public school. I went to a state college, obviously St. Cloud. That's what we've been talking about. And even my own mother, she's 55 years old. She took it for the first time last spring. She has been so ecstatic about, you know, she's even talking, maybe I shouldn't say that on the radio. She's been talking about starting her own ministry with just teaching the Constitution, because it's literally mind blowing how simple it is.
Yeah.
That's what I got out of it, was it's so simple. A lot of people my age, they don't like to get involved with politics because they find it so complicated, but it's not. I mean, just take it to the root of things, and that's what we do. It's the same thing with the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these questions, you know, what is marriage, this and that. Just take it to the root. Take it to Christ and take it to the Bible. And that's where our Constitution was derived from in the first place.
That's right.
Right? Our rights come from God.
Yep. And the purpose of government is to secure those
and
rights.
Protect those rights. Exactly. Yeah.
So let's find out how the government can do that. But Liz is signing you up today. You can call the office. There's an 800 number on the website. It's 866-233-0747. Yes, 866-233-0747.
And we also, can I add in the discount?
Yes, please do.
Our Sons of Liberty membership program, it's a monthly sponsorship. And there are different levels. You know, there's if you sign up for Platinum, you get your Constitution course free. You get a call from me, so maybe that'll be a little motivation. I'm just kidding. And, you know, different levels, bronze, whatever. But no matter what level you're at, sometimes as low as $5 a month, you get a discount on the Constitution course. And even the pricing for the Constitution course, that's just a donation in the first place to donate to this radio show so we can continue on going and growing, which is always the motive here. I mean, I would love to see a 2-hour show.
Amen. Well, you know what? I actually just posted a comment and I want to read this off today. One of the listeners, his name is Thomas. Best hour of my day. Pray that you will get funding to be on the air for at least 3 hours a day. Your ministry is such a blessing. Folks, we'll let you determine that. If you'd like to support, we encourage you to do it. because we know that there is much to be done, and that does require resources. Thanks for being with us today, Liz. Give a call to the office. You can sign up for the Constitution course. She can also sign you up to be a Sons of or Daughter of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Get the 800 number on there or email us. We'll be right back. One more segment left with Sons of Liberty.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com, if you want to tune in online. Also, too, just for any of you first-time listeners, there's multiple ways to listen to us. Maybe a friend of yours is listening to us right now, and you want to. You can get the Sons of Liberty radio app. You can also get the TuneIn on TuneIn.com, conservative radio app, News Talk on iTunes. Sons of Liberty's there. Of course, you can go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, but also sign up for the weekly email update so you can stay involved, stay posted. You can read Bradley's columns every single week. There'll be a new one going out tonight, as a matter of fact. And we talked about the former column, Gun Control, Eyes Wide Open. Let's not take our eyes off of that topic. I know right now they're talking about taxing guns and taxing ammo. Well, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Another way to regulate or go against something. Free enterprise is supposed to be just that, free. You know, it's like you're penalized for succeeding. Oh, I know the choir is amening right now, but when you have a concept of that, if you're penalized for succeeding, you're going to have issues in your country. You're just going to. That's the fruit of an immorality. Now, just before we were talking to Liz, and I thought it was a great conversation, because it's important for people to understand, listen, this is a girl from the past generation, or from this generation. She was in college. She was a bright girl. She was a good student. Unfortunately, she was a good student of all the wrong things. But look at what it's like now. She was describing to me on the break, it was like the veil. When you talk about Moses and he could go into the holiest, but now the veil has been rent through Christ. And she said that's what it was like. It was that short of a transformation. Now, granted, there's new patterns and things that need to happen in people's lives. Nothing happens with a snap of your fingers, but this did. Her eyes were enlightened to truth that fast. I can attest in my own life, in my conversion when I was 17 years old, how things were clicked like that. Now, it's still a long process. It's always going to be a process. We're never going to be there until Christ perfects us, because we're in a fallen nature right now. It's just how it is. But our eyes and our hearts can be converted to seek unto a new path. Like in Pilgrim's Progress, when Pilgrim was given new clothes, the burden was dropped off his back. And notice with those new clothes came armor. Armor, armor, armor. Folks, I want to take you to our Facebook page just for a moment, because there's some things we've been posting here recently, and I just thank every single one of you for your response on this page, because your interaction is fantastic. You know, one of the posts that we put on there was the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. And this is about the prayer at the Minnesota State Chambers, where Bradley was able to address them by prayer as the guest chaplain. And Harold Raymond, thank you for this, Harold. People in there said that, WCCO just made this statement again. Even their own have been ridiculing them for this. Bradley offered $100 to any person who can find any anti-gay statements in his prayer at the Capitol. That was what he was accused of for weeks. And still this year, by WCCO just recently, the CBS affiliate here in Minneapolis. Harold said, "I found it! I found it! It's right next to where he quotes the Second Amendment, where the word musket is. It's not there." Oh, somebody wouldn't just point blank make something up entirely. Oh, you would be so surprised! I was shocked! My innocence was shocked when I realized that in this world, people literally will lie about you and make it public. Lie, not... People, of course, twist the truth. I could get that. But just straight up lie? Well, it does happen. It does happen. I said it. Now, one of the other things we shared here is one of the comments, the picture that we had here with Liz at the State Fair with Claude, who's a World War II Iwo Jima veteran. And James actually commented on Facebook. He said, "Me too." In other words, he got one of these t-shirts. I encourage you to grab one of these shirts. They're fantastic and phenomenal. A very powerful message. It's our top-selling t-shirt out there. It says, "What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran." As the gentleman at Iwo Jima, the soldiers pushing up the flag on the back. It says, "What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God." We never bring you the natural without the spiritual. You got to tie everything into that root, which is Christ, folks. You just have to do it. And we will not be guilty of denying the other for the sake of the one. It's the source. It's like the branch saying, "I am the tree." No, you're not. You're connected to a trunk. If it wasn't for the trunk, you'd be dead. But James said that he got one of the shirts and he wore it at the State Fair on Friday. He enjoyed talking to the folks at the booth. I encourage you to go to the State Fair, Minnesota State Fair, Dan Patch and Cooper. We had a table and a booth there. And they appreciated my service as well. True patriots for sure. God bless you, James, and thank you so much for stopping. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a shirt that exists, nor these principles to be able to speak and pass on to our children. It just would not exist. We posted just recently, too, just something so that everybody understands Common Core. I want you to keep your eyes on this. This is a federal sister, a federal, what would you call it, a federal strategy in education that's seeking to be implemented within the states and the school districts. In your community, too, they promote earth worship, evolution, socialized medicine, world government, animal rights, where animals are seen as brothers and sisters, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Other nations! We're so in debt to multiple nations, and yet we're transferring wealth to other nations. Contraception and reproductive health. What is reproductive health? What? Think about that term, would you? Reproductive health. Well, that sounds good. Who doesn't like health? Reproduction, that's important. Reproductive health is a masked word for legal abortion. That's all it is. You can watch this video. We got Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann in this video explaining about No Child Left Behind, which now this is the new version, different version. It was all federal curriculum, unconstitutional. Education Association, unconstitutional. I want to read a quote by George Washington. Now, many of our founders and many public schools were actually told to read this. Now, on Facebook, again, this is all the stuff that's on Facebook. I encourage you to take part with this in social media, your world. If you're in it, use the gospel. Some people I see, they're Christians. They got Facebook pages, and they post pictures of like, oh, look at the new brownie that I just baked. Oh, look at my new casserole. Look at my dog. I mean, how many stinking pictures of your dog can you put on Facebook? Give me a break. Oh, Jake, that's what it's for. Okay, put your memories and stuff like that on there. That's fine, okay? I'm not picking on Fifi or your dog or your brownies. Okay, they look good. Point is, what is the end of this whole thing? What are we using it for? Make sure that your faith is evident on there because, frankly, when you die, no one's going to care about your stinking brownies or your dog. They're going to care about the truth that you showed to this world, the light that you shed. George Washington cared about that in 1789. This was his prayer for America. He didn't take off his shoes and fast for Ramadan either. Just saying. Almighty God, said George Washington, we make our earnest prayer that thou will keep the United States in thy holy protection, that thou wilt incline the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, and entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another and for the fellow citizens of the United States of America at large. And finally, that thou wilt most graciously be pleased to dispose us of all to do justice, to love mercy, and to demean ourselves with charity, humility, and pacific temper of mind, which were the characteristics of the divine author of our blessed religion. And without whose example in these things, we can never hope to be a happy nation. Grant our supplication, we beseech thee, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Yeah, over 140 likes on that. 14 comments. Heidi commented and said, good prayer, except for cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government. That's what Ovamit wants. I understand what you're saying, Heidi. I really do. And we do have to understand context and pretext, and most importantly, what was the intent? A subordination to government was what? What they thought of was government, was order. It was derived by the people. It was of the people. It was for the people. Government was good. There wasn't abuses. It was created to protect. Subordination to the rule of law is the context Jefferson is coming about. You're exactly right, Heidi. You have to be careful. Because even the things that our founders have said, this is what happens when they co-opt our founders. They co-opt or they hijack meanings and terms. Whereas you think that, you know, for instance, reproductive health sounds good. But it just means abortion. And you don't know it. I was in the South not too long ago in North Carolina, and I was talking to a community, and they said, you know, most people in this community are Democrat. Now, notice recently, I'm bringing this up as a point, the Democrats would have. They were actually booed down when they talked about having God in the platform. It was booed down. Now, that's the major party leaders. But these Democrats, registered Democrats, they didn't know that. People didn't have an idea or a concept, what they're actually standing for. We have to be informed as a nation. Folks, you have to be informed as a citizen. You're accountable before God. Check back with us tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or check us out at State Fair. God bless. Have an awesome afternoon.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.